You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 05, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Many governments, especially in developing nations and small states, are facing increasing debt-to-GDP ratios due to heightened spending to boost economies, respond to rising food and energy prices, and the phasing out of pandemic-related financial support. The debt-to-GDP ratio indicates a country's financial health, showing total government debt as a percentage of its GDP. A higher ratio suggests a country is less likely to repay its debt, impacting its borrowing ability and overall economic stability. During the pandemic, significant financial support was provided to lessen COVID-19's economic impact, including increased public spending and subsidies. The end of this support means governments no longer incur these specific expenses, but the accumulated debt remains, raising debt-to-GDP ratios. Developing countries also struggle with higher interest rates and a strong U.S. dollar, which undermine their economic stability. Higher interest rates increase borrowing costs, complicating debt management and new loans. A strong U.S. dollar makes dollar-denominated debt more expensive for countries with weaker currencies. Rising government debt limits funding for essential public services and development goals, leading to poorer quality services, fewer job opportunities, increased taxes, and declining living standards. Tax revenue is vital for governments, especially Commonwealth small states, funding essential services and allowing investment in climate-resilient infrastructure. A healthy tax base is crucial for pursuing the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, established by the United Nations in 2015 to address global challenges like poverty, health, education, and climate change. For low-income Commonwealth countries, addressing revenue gaps is crucial, as many face unsustainable public debt levels. Revenue gaps occur when public spending exceeds income from taxes and other sources, caused by insufficient tax collection, tax evasion, economic downturns, or reliance on unstable commodity prices. Solutions include improving tax administration, broadening the tax base, and attracting foreign direct investment. The Commonwealth Secretariat supports Small Island Developing States, SIDS, in addressing economic vulnerability and climate action. SIDS face unique challenges, including small populations, limited resources, and high dependence on international trade and tourism. The Commonwealth Climate Finance Access Hub has unlocked over $350 million for vulnerable SIDS. The Meridian Debt Management System assists 50 countries in managing a combined public debt portfolio of $2.5 trillion, promoting sound debt management practices. Effective debt management is crucial for financial resilience and poverty reduction. The Bahamas has made significant progress in establishing effective debt management with support from the Commonwealth Secretariat. Commonwealth finance ministers are exploring financial instruments to address global crises, including debt-for-nature swaps and climate-related levies. There is a need to review debt sustainability analysis, DSA, frameworks to include climate vulnerability. DSA assesses a country's ability to meet debt obligations without harming economic growth. Including climate vulnerability suggests integrating financial risks from climate change into these assessments. A layered approach to debt management aims to create fiscal space for SIDS, enabling resource redirection towards sustainable development. Governments and international bodies are pursuing policy measures to address rising debt, including the G20's Common Framework for Debt Treatment, which helps countries restructure debt and restore stability. St. Lucia has faced challenges similar to other SIDS, with a public debt-to-GDP ratio over 90% in 2020, partly due to the pandemic. By 2024, this ratio was reduced to 74.5%, freeing funds for growth projects. St. Lucia's government is taking steps for financial stability with technical support from the Commonwealth Secretariat. In March 2024, they developed a reform plan, starting with a review of the public borrowing framework. The revised Public Debt Management Act has been passed, strengthening the legal framework for debt operations and improving transparency. Technology has modernized St. Lucia's debt management practices, adopting the Commonwealth Meridian system for real-time tracking and automated reporting. This integration has improved strategic planning and investor communications. Ongoing support has empowered St. Lucia's debt management team, enhancing their skills and confidence. Copyright African Elements.